Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your sweet tooth couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is April 22nd, 2013.
And this is episode 104.
This is the most awful show
take
ever.
Take two.
What? Take two what?
This is take two because
this
is the second time we started this episode.
Hey, Jay, will you send a picture of your trike?
I saw that.
Oh.
And I just want to say hello to our awesome chat room. What is going on? For the second time, this is like deja vu. In the chat room, we have Bronco, JK Grammar. We have Jeff Anderson, Mr. Ever Studious, Punk Gopher was hanging with us. And it's been one hell of a day.
It has been. It's been a crazy day.
It has been. And I will say, again, I have to thank those that were sitting here while I was out and about.
I know. And those of you that waited, that means a lot.
Right.
Didn't have to.
Yeah, you didn't have to at all, and I definitely appreciate it.
And those of you all who left, screw y'all. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's just kidding.
just kidding.
So I'm going to change scenes here real quick. From the chat room, they're going to see a black screen for a second, and I'm going to add some pictures in by request of Mr. Ever Studious. He was asking about a tricycle that I had bought. I mean, not bought, but that I had sold to on Craigslist. So that's kind of why we had to stop real quick. I had a tricycle that I was selling, and got someone that called from Craigslist, and they actually came over and they bought it today. So
money.
Yeah, we're rich.
That's okay, because Jay was probably going to use it towards something that I don't like, but that's all good.
But it was Schwinn. Meridian adult tricycle.
Try it out, the dude?
Actually, he didn't.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I would have.
Yeah. I mean, looking at it, you can tell the chain is new.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only rode it 5 times, you know, and, you know, he talked me down, of course.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I kind of figured it. That's why I had a bottom dollar set, you know.
Yeah.
He actually, that was his first guess was my bottom dollar, and I said, can you come up to then?
Nice.
You know, so I got a little bit more and kind of worked out. I usually on Craigslist, most people, you have them but you have your own transportation for your item and stuff. He didn't. So
Jay's like super nice.
So I've been a nice guy.
Yeah.
I actually helped him out and met him over at met one of his friends, but he's an auctioneer.
Aw,
and
I would have made him like do a little.
and he's an antique seller as well, buyer, procurer.
Nice.
So he gave me a couple of cards. So if anybody's looking for auctioneer or you know, you have some old antiques awesome. You want him to come check out.
That is so awesome.
He'll come and check it out, and then what was the other thing? Oh, he's going to use it at flea markets and yard sales. So on Barstown Road, apparently they have a lot going on Barstown Road on weekends,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to use the bike to save on gas. He's going to ride it up Barstown Road, find antiques and stuff like that.
Oh, that'll fit right on Barstown Road. This is very eclectic.
Yep. So he was a pretty good guy. You know, he was kind of lost out here in His wife was subdued and sitting in the car.
Aww, I probably would have been.
She didn't look at me because the big black guy came out of the house. You know, it's all good.
No. But yeah, I probably would have did the same thing. Excuse me.
So when we left out, I took him out through Worthington Hills. Mm-hmm. And you know, all the kids were out playing and stuff. I was like, oh, why all the kids got to be out now? I was like, I didn't want to scare the people thinking I was taking them to the hood. Worthington Hills is not the hood, but there are some younger people that live over there.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, man. So this weekend. Oh man, let's go ahead and
we did a lot this weekend.
Yep. Daggone it. I didn't turn it back up. See, it's usually at the beginning of the show I blow everybody's eardrums out.
Yeah.
But let's do this. Quiet.
Weekend wrap-up! Oh,
God, I forget.
That's how you people say it, right?
Why do I always forget he says stuff afterwards?
What do you mean, you people? And sorry if that was a little loud.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a little loud, but nah.
Boom!
But this weekend, we're going to talk about...
Actually, let's talk about last week. So,
last week what?
So, last Monday... Before the show, we went to that was our splurge day.
It was.
We went to Steak and Shake. Good old Steak and Shake.
Ooh, Frisco melt.
Yep, and Renee got her Frisco melt.
800 calories.
And I got my little meal.
I got fries.
And then
and a shake.
In the middle of the night, Renee has been kind of having these little heartburn situations going on.
Just
heartburn. So she gets to work on Tuesday morning. Well, she was up for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning.
Even though I took my medicine, I was still up for a few hours.
I didn't
vomit. So at least there's that.
Right.
I always have that.
So basically, what ended up happening was at work, she started having stomach pains. She started having hunger pains.
And, yeah, because it was around lunchtime.
Right, right. And she ate and whatnot and... Actually,
get worse.
Yeah, I won't actually let you be telling the story. I'm telling you a story.
Yeah, I think you're telling it because you think I won't include everything. But I'm gonna tell the story. So, I ate. It got worse and worse as the day went on. And Jay knows me. I won't get medical attention until I really have to.
Right.
So I actually got up to go ask one of my coworkers a question. And I was getting ready to ask him, and then I stumbled because the pain just went through my side.
Went through her body.
Yeah, so my coworkers basically kicked me out of the building and told me to go to the ER,
you know,
basically.
And it's awesome because you guys are hearing a part of the story that I haven't heard.
Oh, yeah, like Matt was like, I don't care, just go. Go.
Right.
Go. And I was like, but I have so much. No, go.
So she calls me and tells me, you know, I'm like, I'm at work because I'm working from home. I told her, I said, can you come to the house, get me, and then we can go on to the immediate care.
Right.
You said yes. But by the time you got to the house, you were pretty much in some major pain.
I basically couldn't have drove much longer.
Right.
Because
right.
it was hurting so bad.
So, we jet over to the immediate care, which is attached to our hospital, doctor office, you know. And
It's really close, thank goodness.
Right, it's really close. So, we get in there and filling out the paperwork and, you know, and you're kind of doubling over and you, like, can't be still.
Yeah. Oh, I was moving?
You was moving a lot.
I didn't even know I was moving.
And then
a lot.
The annoying lady that was to our side that kept talking on the phone.
I don't even remember her.
She was getting on my nerves because I hate people that talk on the cell phone and they're super, super loud.
All I remember is that there was a family across from us, and that's all I remember.
Right.
it hurt so bad.
So they call us in, you know, abdominal pains and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they're getting your vitals and stuff, they ask, do you know where the emergency room is?
Yeah. Like
we're like,
no. Here's exactly what she said. You do know this is not the ER, right?
Right.
That's what she said. And
yes.
I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
Yep.
So we went and got in a room.
Right. And then Dr. Dixon
yes.
walks in. He's the guy that he's a good guy at the media care. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
And he walks in, and the look on his face scares me. You know, and he's, you know, doing his triage on you and everything.
Yeah, and he did something called the Murphy sign. I had to look this up.
Okay.
When you press on a patient's gallbladder, or when you tell them to take a deep breath, if they shudder and flinch, it's probably their gallbladder.
Right.
It's called the Murphy sign.
Right.
So there you go.
And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking about when you were reading about the Murphy sign or the Murphy test, you know. I think it's awesome because they didn't have the technology that they have now back then. I mean, because think of all the people that could have died of gallbladders before they figured out how to this test to see if that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, the guy that did it, what didn't you say it was like the 1800s?
Yeah, it was like 1863 or something.
1863
like that.
Is when, you know, this gentleman, last name Murphy, you know, had this sign. You know, he had not a sign, but a way.
Saw the sign.
He waited to find a way to tell if it was the gallbladder. So, long story short, we're in the emergency room for about 6 hours.
So you're trying to make it short. Okay.
Actually, no, go ahead.
Anyway,
a lot of people may not have known, but so go ahead.
Okay, so they sent me over to the ER because he had this weird look like, you need to go. So we went over to the ER, which is right next door, thank goodness.
Right.
And they get me set up in a room with that awful hospital gown that has no back.
Right.
I just looked so awesome.
Sexy.
I don't even remember getting undressed. That's how.
Oh, you don't?
No. So they came in and I was in pain. And they came in, did all the vitals. The doctor came, talked to me, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, oh, my God, it hurts so bad. Can they just make it stop hurting?
Right, right.
Finally, they the person who was supposed to give me IV came in. And I was drinking, what was it? I was drinking the
she was drinking the solution.
Crystal Light.
It had Crystal Light in it and some a mix. To light your insides up so they can do a CT.
Right, because they're going to do a CT on me.
Right.
But I have to drink like 1.5 cups of this stuff. So I was like almost done and it all came up. I was like, crap. And then so they started to put the IV in me. I think they stuck me 5 or 6 times. And for those of y'all who haven't had an IV, it's not like getting your blood drawn. And I thought it was going to be like getting your blood drawn. So when they first put the IV in, I said, and I was holding on to Jay's hand like so hard. It hurt so bad.
Right, right.
It took them 5 times in 3 different people.
Four.
Really?
Yeah.
I only got it.
Well,
I was out of it, so probably.
Yeah, four.
Oh God, it was so awful. I was like almost crying because they really need to get it put in. But apparently, I have flat, curvy, tiny veins. So,
right.
So every time I need an IV, it's gonna suck. But yay.
Right.
So, oh my gosh, I hate to think when I'm older. Maybe they can find some other way.
Maybe they'll, you know, do it like the Matrix or something like that.
There are other places that could probably stick IV. I mean, for real. But
so it'd be something like the Matrix. So go ahead.
So they get the IV in and they put in the anti-nausea medicine, and then they put in I don't know what the medicine was. She told me, but I can't remember. And she injected it in there, and it was a painkiller basically. And as soon as she put it in, I was like, okay, oh, whoa.
Right, right.
I felt it immediately. Like, this was the first time I'd ever had an IV and stuff like that. So, it was kind of weird.
Right.
And then I was in and out of it for the next, I don't know, hour and a half.
No, you were in and out of it until the following morning.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest.
So, and the anti-nausea medicine did not work a lick at all.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say they have these blue things. It looks like a big blue condom, and use that to to throw up in. Oh, you took a picture. There's chat room gets to see a picture. Yep. That's so I used up about 7 or 8 of those. That was great.
And it was really funny because I asked the lady if they're going to charge us a little bit more for all the extra bags we were using. I don't think she liked my joke, though.
She didn't laugh. It was so funny. But that's all good. So, right. I forgot what I was going to say. But, and then they took me to do the CT.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you to show pictures of me. Do the other one. Yeah, that one. My eyelids look freaking purple.
Because you were high. That's what. So those that, you know, this is one of the benefits to watching us live.
I know.
And watching us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know.
You get to see me knocked out in the hospital bed.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Who wouldn't want to see that?
So the one that's under Renee, there's this picture. That. Her sister, who's a doctor, mm-hmm. said that you can tell that Renee is in a drugged sleep.
I don't understand. It looks like I'm asleep. I don't understand what the difference is. But anyway, maybe because my face is so slack. I don't know. So in the first picture, you see the paper towel I was holding that I use to wipe my mouth with all the time. That's so funny. I love how you just made it huge so everybody can see. So the CT first, I look like I'm dead. The CT first.
Oh, don't say that.
I do.
That's what Renee's going to like when she's dead.
I hope I look that good when I'm dead.
I know.
So the CT person came and got me, and they took me to CT.
Right.
And no, it wasn't CT. It was the MRI.
Right.
Is it same thing? I don't know.
No, it's CT.
Was it? Okay.
It was a CT.
It was a big old round thing.
Right, right.
So they put me in, and she said, I'm going to inject something in your IV, contrast.
Right, right.
And so I was like, okay. She said, now, you may feel like you have to pee, but I promise you're not going to pee. I was like, okay. So she injected it, and I felt like super warm immediately all over my body. I was whoa.
She thought I walked into the room and we started caressing her.
Anyway, so it was crazy how like it was just flowing through me. I was like, oh my god. And then it reached my vagina area and it felt like my vagina was on fire. And I kid you not, I was like, oh my god, this feels so freaking weird. But then she did saline right after that, and that went away after like 5 or 10 seconds. But it was so freaking weird.
Right.
So people like me to say that my vagina was on fire.
Yeah. So,
but did that, went back to the room. The rest of the time was in and out stupor until the end. So basically my two of the levels expected for gallbladder inflammation were elevated.
Right.
But one was not that really should be.
Right.
So they were a little concerned, mm-hmm. like why it wasn't like that. So they got me set up with a surgeon the next day. So right. The doctor there was really nice.
He was.
I don't remember his name.
Dr. Darrell.
Dr. Darrell? No.
Oh,
no.
You're talking about the doctor?
The ER.
He was cute, too.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a handsome looking young gentleman.
I remember he had gray hair. Like spiky.
He had spiky gray hair. And he looked like he was probably about my age.
No. My brother.
But, he had spiky gray hair. Very nicely chiseled face.
So, yeah. So Jay had to help me get dressed because I don't even remember getting dressed.
Yeah, I almost asked him, was he married or had a special someone? Because I'd be like,
why would you ask?
Because I'd have been like, you know, my sister-in-law.
Oh,
you know,
is looking. Because he's a dog. Oh,
yep.
That would have been good.
Yeah, man.
We gotta find people for. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So so I had to get Renee dressed.
I don't remember you getting me dressed. Was it easy?
It was sort of easy, but you were very much stubborn, as you are even when you're not high, about people helping you.
Mm-hmm. I remember this part.
You
now.
Didn't want to be rolled out in a wheelchair.
I didn't.
You did not want to be helped to the car.
No, I didn't.
Until you tried to get up and you almost fell on your ass.
I was like almost in the car and I almost fell. It was
right.
Ridiculous.
And she was like, she is very independent. And I was like, yes, she is. I was like, just let her fall. And then she bust her ass and then she'll she'll let up.
And then apparently Jay told me that we went to Arby's, which I barely remember. And then I went home.
Yeah.
It was
it went to Arby's.
I barely remember because
I hadn't eaten. So, you know, I got a salad, and you was like, I want a salad, you know, and then we got home.
I don't remember saying that.
And you was like, I got to take the dogs out when I get home. I'll take them out before I lay down. I was like, no, just go lay down.
So it was like 10 o'clock, and I didn't wake up till 10 o'clock the next morning.
Right, right.
It's crazy.
And she was like, whoa, those drugs did me in. And so, then, so we went over the highlights of the ER.
So that's the ER. So the next day, we went to see Dr. Darnell.
No, we went on Thursday.
Oh,
the next day, we called Dr. Darnell.
So went on Thursday to see Dr. Darnell, and he wants to do some extra tests and ultrasound to make sure that it is what we think it is.
Right.
And if I do have gallstones, I'll probably get it taken out. But if it's not gallstones, no surgery. No surgery.
Right.
I hate surgery.
I hope I could die on the table. I think my thing is,
you know, I could die on the operating table.
I told Renee, as long as your insurance is up to date, you're good. You know, you're not going to die, Renee.
You can't say that. You can't guarantee me that.
I can't say that.
You can say it, but you can't guarantee me.
I can't guarantee anything, but I'm going to be black and die.
This is true.
There you go, Jeff. I got to say it. I'm trying to find a way to bring my, I don't have to do anything but be black and die.
Are you going
to
work that in every podcast?
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
I'm going to try to.
If you die, I will kill you, woman. That's what Jeff said.
Nothing. I ain't on to guarantee nothing.
So, yeah. So, that's Wednesday. So, we will tell you all next week whether it's good news or bad news.
Right. And then it may be if you listen to TMS, you may find out sooner.
Yeah. So, I mean, I am perfectly fine now. I feel like just like I did before it even happened. So.
Right, it's right. Like
it
so
it was a dream. Ooh.
Yeah, so Renee think, you know, she thinks she's clear. I told her.
I am good to go.
Now, I'll say this because I know Miss Crocker appreciate this. Renee is much like her dad in some ways when it comes to healthcare because when we go to the doctor, she doesn't tell the whole story.
So,
you know what I'm saying? She think. See, some doctors, they need to know that whole, you know, lineup of how everything happened. It's not like, bam, all of a sudden I'm having pains. You were having stuff that were happening midday when we were in Atlanta, which is very, very uncommon.
Yes.
You know, but Renee, you know, didn't want to. She didn't think that was important. But and, I think.
And I'm still going to have my fatty foods.
Yep.
Forget y'all.
Yep. And the doctor said, you got to have your fatty foods. And he also said congratulations to our weight loss and everything else.
And
he said himself that he lost 70 pounds.
Yeah.
You know. And
losing weight's a trend around here.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to look sexy, you know.
Sexy.
So that was Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
And then,
pretty much.
Well, our Tuesday through Thursday.
Right, right.
And then on Friday, because Thunder was this weekend, as Thunder over Louisville, big celebration
big
2 weeks before the Derby of fireworks and everything. We headed out of work early on Friday, and we went to Cabela's.
Some people might not know what that is.
And Cabela's is like a Bass Pro Shop, fishing, hunting, camping, outdoorsy man store, as I will call it.
Yeah, and I had never heard of it.
Straight out of Nebraska is where it originated. If I'm thinking correctly, I think it's Sydney, Nebraska, I believe.
I'll look that up while you talk.
Or Scotts Bluff. No, Scotts Bluff's too far. It may be Sydney. But anyhow, I know it's not North Platte.
Keep talking, I'll tell you.
But we went there because I wanted to check out some guns.
And it's in Sydney, by the way.
Sydney, okay. That's what I said, right?
Yeah. And
damn, I still know some of my Nebraska.
I went. Jay asked me to go.
Yep, I did.
So I went, even though I'm not a fan of guns.
But we walked around the whole store.
Oh my gosh. Okay. First of all, before I even got to the guns, I disliked the store. There are dead animals everywhere. Like up there, are around here and everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's some dead animal staring back
right.
at you with sad eyes, like saying, I used to be alive.
No, they don't have sad eyes. They have eyes that I am alive.
It is so sad. And I'm like, they're all dead. I don't want to, like, I don't.
But then you said you didn't care if it was a museum.
No.
And you
but
was like,
this is a hunting shop.
And you're like,
designed to sell.
And you're like, these people kill these animals and put them in. You don't know.
No. A lot of the people that come into that store would love to kill one of those animals that if they were alive.
So would you rather walk in and have a live grizzly bear
yes.
out from behind a cage
yes.
that's just roaming the store
yes.
to eat your
yes.
face?
Yes.
Whatever. Whatever. We talk about we want to go to Canada because we can't hide from the polar bears. Are you talking about you want to...
Grizzly bears are black.
Why
they
you,
be cool with us.
Don't be racist, Renee. Being racist all, being racist against polar bears. See? And y'all thought I was the one. So you look right over there, and you can see that's the racist one over there.
Shut up, Jeff. Anyway.
Yeah, grizzly bears are brown.
Jeff, you just got to ruin everything. I hate you. Then we walked around.
Yep. And so we got to the gun spot.
And
I told Renee, because I know how you feel. Mm-hmm. I said, feel free, which I hope that you had kind of stayed. I said, feel mm-mm. free if you want. You can keep going. I'm going to be here. You know,
I couldn't even look at the gun area.
Right.
I glanced and it made me so freaking anxious. I thought
right.
I was going to have a panic attack. So as soon as he said, you don't have to go, zoom.
Right. She
walked
did.
Away.
She did walk pretty damn fast. I was like, I looked up and I thought you was going to be like across from where the guns were looking at some of that stuff. And I looked down, you were gone.
Well, across from it was like ammunition. What am I going to look at ammunition for?
Ammunition was across?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It like
mind.
Stuff to do with ammunition. It was boring. So I went.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I went down and I.
You was looking at the kids section.
Well, first I went. I actually stood for a while. I stood down, but then people were looking at gun safes, mm-hmm. and it weirded me out. So I went down a little further to the deli, and I looked at all the food they had on display, and I walked really slow, and it made me hungry.
Right.
And I went to the kids section.
Right.
Which they have
you got
like
hungry.
They have, they have pink rifles for girls.
And yes.
They have all these animals that you're supposed to be killing, and.
Right.
The camouflage, everything for the kids.
Yep.
It was crazy.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I found these two books. There's right. a book section. So, of course, I looked at the books because I like books. Jeff, they had tons of guns for kids.
I have a gun.
Not like real guns. They aren't real guns, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they have some airsoft guns, too.
Yeah, and they had bows.
Right,
For little kids.
So Renee found this set of books.
Yeah, this set of books. It was called, I wish I had given
Did you take a picture?
I did. But
Well, look at the picture and you can email it to me. And I can talk about. So I was looking at the guns while Renee's getting there.
You talk about guns.
So I was looking at the guns, looking at, you know, handguns and whatnot. And, you know, I'm pretty excited about, you know, gun shopping and everything else. This will be my first one to purchase and it'd be kind of cool. So,
says you.
So that was one of the reasons why I ended up putting my bike on Craigslist as well. You're looking at possibly maybe using that to go towards my nice purchase.
Yeah, and for those of y'all who don't know, I am not a fan of guns. They make me super, super, super anxious. I know that, you know, it's not the guns that kill people, it's people that kill people, yada, yada, yada. I don't care. They freak me out. They always have. I don't want to be around guns. They make me have a panic attack.
Right.
So, but Jay is really sweet, and I know he won't have the gun around me unnecessarily.
Right.
So, you just had to show that picture of me.
Well, no, I was.
Yeah, you were getting.
Yes.
Yeah. And I could never, ever, ever, ever kill an animal for fun.
I bet you.
If I don't need the meat, if I was starving,
yeah,
then yes, I would probably kill an animal.
Renee would.
But if I'm not starving, I'm not going to kill an animal.
Renee would
no
eat
way.
Me. Before she would
no, that's not
before
true.
She would eat
Okay. Oh, wait.
An animal.
Are you dead? Are you dead already? Then maybe I might. No, see? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
So.
So, yeah. So, Jay came up to me, and I was looking at the American Girls Handbook and the American Boys Handbook. And the American Girls Handbook had tips about painting, arts and crafts, sewing, while the American Boys Handbook had tips about trapping, taxidermy, archery.
Right.
The most sex and actually looked to see if maybe they were doing no, it was just pure girl stuff, boy stuff. And it was so freaking sexist, and I was just it was horrible. Now,
yeah, I bet you if you were to go to Canada, there wouldn't be an American Boys Handbook and American Girls Handbook. I just bet you there'd be a handbook.
A Canadian handbook.
They'd just be like, bam, Canadian handbook. This is how you survive
step,
up here.
Step one, build an igloo.
Chapter two would be how to ice fish, you know.
Chapter three, how to make friends with the polar bear. So yeah, that was Cabela's. I'll go back if Jay asks me to go back, but I will not go back on my own accord. That place is not for me.
Right.
So that was Cabela's. Yep.
And then so on Saturday, we went to go to the movies. We'll talk about that a bit in media. And then we also went to go see we went and came back and did some yard work. Yeah. Because it rained a lot last week and we didn't get a chance to do any during the week, so we had to do it on Saturday.
Right.
So we mowed the yard, cleaned up in the back. I actually was able to use my rotary saw, mm-hmm. Which Renee assisted me with because I cannot read directions because the blade stopped spinning.
Oh my gosh. And even when the blade stopped spinning, you wouldn't read the directions.
Damn right I didn't. Because it was supposed to work.
He just kept messing with stuff. I did. I was like, because see, I thought you had read them because you picked them up, you looked at them, I thought you had read them.
I read the page to tell me how to put the blade on the damn thing. It's not that hard.
Most manuals have a troubleshooting page.
Right.
And you didn't check.
I did not check it because I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Oh, horrible. So I had to read for Jay. And What did I say? Blade was loose.
You said the blade was loose. Mm-hmm. So we tightened the blade up, and I was able to fix a couple of panels. At least the inside part of the panels on my garage door. I got to do the other side once I get some paint. We watched television. We were trying to find a cure for our sweet tooth that we had.
Oh my God.
This weekend.
I had such a sweet tooth. Which was nuts. All weekend, and I couldn't satisfy it. Right. I even had sweet Saturday, and it wasn't doing it.
Yep. So we were able to satisfy that sweet tooth on Sunday from Panera with a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh my God, it was great.
That we shared.
Mm. Thank you, Panera.
Then on Sunday, we were looking for a TV stand to put this TV on in my office, which I'll show the chat room. So basically, had to put that on because I was tired of looking at the mess that was over there. And I was tired of looking at the mess that I was having over there, and I needed somewhere to put my Xbox as well. You know.
JK Grammar said, no reading the instructions. Better not get a gun then.
Oh, I'm going to read the instructions on the gun.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I've already read two ebooks on instructions.
The entire one?
Yep.
The entire thing?
I sure did. Mm. I read them Saturday and Sunday.
Because I ain't helping you with that one. Unless you shoot yourself, then I will help you.
Well, I'll let you read them so you can feel comfortable. But
please, you think me reading the book's going to make me feel comfortable? You don't. You know me.
And then on Sunday, Cole, my good friend Cole, who's with the police department here in Louisville, we went down to the gun show, the Louisville gun show on Sunday morning. And you know, I got to see a bunch of guns. I have five brands that I'm looking at. I'm looking at a Ruger, a EAA, Smith & Wesson.
All those just sound so violent.
Glock. Sig and Sauer.
Those all sound like horrible, horrible things.
Yeah. So, there's a few I'm looking at and everything. Ugh. So, just been doing a little research.
Are you gonna get a very, very strong place? Like, you gotta get a very, very strong with a very, very sophisticated lock that has a 10-number combination.
No. So, and you know, and I'm also gonna, you know, I've been looking at maybe taking a class for concealed carry concealed weapon, whatever, CCDW is what it's called. And you know what? I wonder if I should really be saying all this on the air. But well, I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you know?
Well, some people might be like, oh, man, cowboy packing.
Well, maybe people won't talk smack to you.
That's not even.
Okay. I'm just saying, but I'm just saying they probably won't. I wouldn't talk smack to anybody if I knew they had a gun. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there.
That's not even the reason.
I didn't say it was a reason.
You're scaring people. People can talk smack.
Yes, y'all can talk smack too. Yep. Jay. So that was our crazy weekend. That took longer than it ever has before.
And you know, I'm actually going to skip tech and everything else.
Yeah, we can talk about that next week.
Because we can talk about that next week. There's nothing, you know,
that can't
going
wait.
On there. Right. So we're going to jump right into a little bit of media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Yep, didn't watch.
Yeah, we didn't watch Red Cliff. Well, you know what?
We have no excuse.
Except that you were in the emergency room and had all that other
for
stuff
one
going
day.
On.
Come on, Jake.
I don't know.
We have to be real here.
But what
Friday,
did we do? Okay, but Sunday, what did we do? Yeah, Friday and Sunday. Okay. Well, Friday we were out ripping and running.
Sunday
we ran a little errands.
Thursday night.
And I was at the gun show. I don't know, but did we play any games?
Yes.
Sunday we did. But that was the only day we played any games. So, no, we didn't watch Red Cliff, so.
So, sorry. So, the movie for this week that hopefully we'll watch, 112. Like the R&B group 112.
What song do they sing?
Cupid doesn't lie.
So, who, you was looking at Dragon Con stuff on my.
I was. We were talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Do you have the
Wawa's up.
YouTube stuff. Will Jeff's voice show up on the YouTube video that you took earlier?
I don't know.
Okay. I have it. Oh, well, then you can go back and listen to our long conversation about stuff.
Oh, okay.
We talked about everything under the sun, I think.
So that's 60, that's 50, that's 40, 30, 20, 10. That's Dresden's Files. That's actually a TV show.
Next.
Good Lord. Which way you want to go? You want to go left or right?
Left.
You want to go left.
Let's go left.
Okay. Well, interesting.
I hope it's not a horror movie.
It is No Strings Attached with Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Friends with Benefits.
Just casual sex. Lots of casual sex going on in that
movie. Okay, all right. I wish if you had went right, we would have been Blood Done Sign My Name. When a black war vet is killed and the racist culprits are acquitted, a minister tries to integrate his flock with a teacher, being his own crusade with Michael Rooker and Lee Norris.
Michael Rooker.
Hell,
do you know
who
he is, Jay?
I'm looking at him.
You know who he is. You know who he is.
You know who he is.
I'm just saying.
So go ahead and, if you don't mind, go ahead and put both of those down. Because it's racism. You know
okay,
how I am.
Look up Michael Rooker. You know him.
Isn't that this picture right here? Isn't that like, what's his name?
It's Merle. Off of Walking Dead. It's Merle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
That's what I'm saying. You know who it is. All right, so.
He does not look. Oh my God! In the picture of the what you call it, he doesn't look.
Well, he probably has hair and everything.
Yeah, he does.
So what's the movie called again?
Blood Done Sign and something.
Blood.
Blood Done Sign My Name.
Is it all any punctuation?
Nope.
Done.
Five words.
Oh, blood! I get it. Blood Done Sign My Name, like country.
Blood Done Sign My Name. That is right. Hey, man. It's been a while since I talked country. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so funny.
Blood done signed my name.
Blood done signed my name. Okay. Anyway,
okay. Okay. Wow. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. Glad I could help.
So on Saturday, we did go see Jurassic Park in 3D because Renee has been wanting to see this because she absolutely loves this movie.
Yeah, I do. It's one of my favorite movies, and it's so good. And yep. We saw it in 3D, and I usually don't like watching things in 3D.
Right.
But it was nice because I barely noticed the 3D.
Right.
But it made the movie, you know, richer.
Right. And I have to say, I forgot Jurassic Park is the movie that has the quickest Black Death in it.
Yes.
I mean, not even 2 minutes into the movie.
Not even 2 minutes.
I mean, it's like, you don't even know what's going on. You come in, they're bringing some crate up in Costa Rica, and all of a sudden, this, you know, black guy's going up to this cage, which I got to admit,
him go up on the top.
This is pretty racist.
To open the gate.
This is pretty racist. What? I don't know no black man's going to be taking a crazy ass job like that.
That is kind of crazy. No one's dealing with a bloodthirsty animal that could kill you. And
you know what? I don't know firsthand a lot of people that would take a crazy ass job like that.
You know what? I think they could have taken better safety precautions.
Regardless of
they
black.
They could have automated shit.
Regardless of black or white, Asian, Indian, dot and
well,
feather.
All right.
I don't.
What if they paid you like $500,000 a year?
No.
$1 million a year.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. I would do it for $1 million.
It depends how often I have to do it.
If it's every day, no. Right.
You know, and I don't know, man. That's just some, like, I won't take a job delivering money. I won't go work for Wells Fargo where I'm driving the money truck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't
that sounds stressful.
Do that. You know, I watched too many movies.
So Jurassic Park holds up except for little things like, oh, it's an interactive CD-ROM.
It's an interactive CD-ROM with touch screen.
Wow. No, and that was supposed to be so high tech. And that was like so horrible now. And I know this. It's a Unix system.
Right. I know this. It's a Unix system.
And then she had all these freaking, like, folders that she was, like, in the building. And I was like, come on, Unix does not look like that. But whatever.
Yep.
It's a Unix system. But it was still good.
Yep.
And I didn't know how much I knew about the movie until I started describing scenes to Jay.
Yes.
And I could do them in such... I even knew the brand of shaving cream that Newman...
Barbasol.
Yeah.
Now that part I knew. I think that's a trivia. I think it's a Trivia Pursuit question, actually.
I mean, they showed it enough. I'm not sure how much Barbasol paid to have it in there, but they showed it enough.
But I know I watched it maybe twice so it came out in '93. That was my graduation year. So I know I watched it once. I may have watched it twice. So I mean, it was pretty good. And, you know, Samuel Jackson, I forgot he was in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish they hadn't actually named him Armstrong. His last name was
Arnold.
Armstrong.
It was Arnold.
It was Arnold, but I wish his last name was Armstrong.
Like Stretch Armstrong?
Well, because of the whole, his arm.
Yes.
His arm.
Ah.
Because she would have been like, oh, Mr. Dr. Armstrong. And then she would have had the arm on her.
But, I mean, I have to. The whole movie, you're waiting for his cigarette to drop out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And it never does. That is a talent.
Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty cool.
It was great.
And, you know, and I forgot about one of the biggest holes in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's when the T-Rex comes up to the fence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he breaks the fence.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And all that other stuff. But then, moments later, he's pushing the van over the cliff from the place he just came from. A 500-foot drop.
Yeah, he ain't jumping.
So the T-Rex somehow got to the edge of the fence.
I never thought about that.
Broke the fence down. Oh, I thought about it. I was like, what in the hell?
You have got a great point. How come I never thought about that?
But it's been on TV shows and stuff like that, too, and I have forgot about it. And T-Rex, so the T-Rex somehow got, he went up some steps or something, climbed the ladder with his 6-foot arms. You know,
he has no poor thing. He can't even make a bed. I feel so sorry for him.
You know, he climbed up the ladder, you know, and then he got up to the top and he ripped the little fence down. And then
maybe he can scale walls. Maybe he's an expert rock climber.
Maybe he had on those suction feet things so he can walk up walls. You know,
like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, hey.
Go-Go Gadget T-Rex.
Go-Go Gadget T-Rex. Maybe he had Go-Go Gadget legs or something. But yeah, so I was like, I totally forgot about that. I was like, how in the hell did that happen? You know, so that was pretty funny to watch. And that was just so much stuff that was pretty good. Yeah. So it was good to go back and watch that, you know. And then we watched the first premiere of Veep season 2.
Oh, that woman does not age.
Yeah.
And her name is Selena on there. And how come I can't? She's.
I thought it was Sally or something.
It's Selena.
Oh, Selena. She was in Friends, right? Oh, what was she in? Oh, no. She
Selena.
Was in...
No, she was on Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld.
And it stars Julia Louis Dreyfus.
Right.
And she don't age.
She does not.
It's kind of crazy.
And you know your mama going to get you to say she don't age.
She does not age.
She don't age. Your mama would be like, Renee, we learned it, you.
We learned you not to talk like that. But yeah, so it was good. I liked that show.
It was.
It's on HBO, so the only reason we get to watch it is because of Game of Thrones.
Right. In the mail, I'm going to show the chat room here and tell you on the podcast, Tales of Vesperia, one of the quote-unquote best JRPGs for Xbox 360 came in the mail. Going to try that out, and so far... it's pretty good. I got to get used to the JRPG because I can't tell who's a guy and who's a girl unless Renee's there. She has to help me with that. And then you can play the little, and it reminds me of, or it is like the, I feel like it's the pre Ni No Kuni, which you got to play a little bit on.
I did. And according to PlayStation, my last save was February 17th. So I haven't played it in like 2 months. But right. I played it a while and actually got somewhere. And I had to read up on the combat system.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else had the same frustrations I had. So I feel better now.
Okay.
I'll just button mash and it works.
Right.
So I'm just kind of... The only place where you really need strategy is on boss fights. Everything else, button mash. But it's fun because I'm just excited to see the story. So
right. And then I played a little bit of Halo Combat Evolved.
You did.
I finished the. I got to the Keys chapter.
Oh, he's almost done.
K-E-Y-E-S. So I'm almost done. I have to admit, man, chapters are very long in Halo, and that. Bothers me. I'm used to shorter chapters to stop because I don't want to stop mid game because I'll forget where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, I should be finishing that soon. And then there was a Simpsons update.
Simpsons
tapped out.
I think, yeah, this update happened a while ago, I think, right?
The
11th.
Yeah, but you put it in the notes, though. So go ahead.
We haven't talked about it.
Okay.
So, the update is Whacking Day, and this is from a Simpsons episode in the 4th season. So, the point of the update, you have to whack snakes, and the more snakes you whack, the more prizes you get. And
I have to admit, my 12-year-old comes out a lot when, every time I hear whacking, you know, Whacking Day, I'm like... Okay. It kind of reminds me of the Borderlands 2, no fapping.
Yeah.
You know?
No whacking.
So.
So, yeah. So, And everybody complained about how easy the Valentine's Day event was. So they decided, I guess they decided to say, hey, here's something hard. Cause it's what? Very,
so is that, that's why?
I don't know why. But people did say it was too easy.
I don't care how easy it was.
So, yeah. So you have to whack snakes. You go into your friends' places and whack snakes. And you have to whack a lot of snakes to get all the prizes. So it's a little time intensive. It takes 2 hours to get through your whole friends list if you have 100 friends. So, right. Yeah.
That's a lot
that.
Of time.
But I still like doing it. So.
Yep.
I'm addicted to this.
Which I'm happy that she still likes doing it.
The fridge is not prepared.
How'd you like that?
The man I married.
So, this week was week. This is week 42?
It is.
Really?
Yeah, I will double check.
Okay. I believe you.
Incremented by one.
No, you're fine.
I believe.
Then. So week two of weight loss. I am down 2.4 pounds.
Yeah, it was amazing this weekend.
It was. I'm proud of myself. You know, pat on the back. Sorry about that.
Okay.
And then also. So that's a total for 95.4.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Oh, come on now, Jack.
But no, go ahead.
I think I did the math right here.
Then how did you do?
I maintained. I am in my 10 pound range where I'm supposed to
95.6
be.
Is what I'm down.
Isn't that what I put?
No, it's 95.4 in the thing.
What?
Yep. I was like, that didn't sound right.
Last week it was 93.2.
It might have been wrong then, but it's 95.6.
Okay.
According to...
Yay, Renee, getting it wrong.
No, that's fine. So, frog pants total? Our total?
Our total is 2.4 for the week. Thank you, Jay. And our grand total is 180.4 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
Yep.
180 pounds. That is nuts.
That is
a lot of fat that we've lost.
That is. That is a lot.
And the frog pants people did amazing. 2,900
What notes are you on?
Oh, sorry. I was reading. Actually, I was reading the website. 46.9 pounds.
Okay.
For 239 people.
So we broke 1.5 tons.
Yep. Frog pants, y'all are awesome. And that's 12.75 pounds per person. That's up like 0.15.
Good job,
from
everybody.
From last time. So, yeah, it's great. I'm proud of everybody.
So,
going back to Australia.
We're taking that plane from Nebraska, and we're flying back to the Down Under. Dun, 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 dun.
But is that? It sounded like
I know. It sounded like
Ice Baby.
I was trying to do the...
come from a land down under.
Yeah.
That one? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, but it ended up being Ice Ice Baby. So we have Minties.
I'm not a huge fan of mint except in certain situations.
These came from our good friend Lita.
They have a cute little cat on them. Let's see if I can show people in the chat.
This one says, it's moments like these, you need Minties. And on this picture, it has a guy that forgot his umbrella.
Oh.
I said his umbrella.
His umbrella.
He forgot his umbrella. And he's standing in the rain. Let's see if I can pull
mine's,
this off.
And mine's different, babe.
Yep.
Let's see. You show your people. So mine has a cat. Sitting on his owner on the bed, saying meow, and I think it's people in a movie theater, and the guy looks like he has an afro, but it's not. Oh, people can't see that at all, Jay. That's horrible. Let's see if they can see mine. But yeah, there's the cat and the man. Yeah, you can see mine a little better, a little bit. That's horrible. Anyway, so Jay already ate his, so I'm about to eat mine.
Yep. So this is the kind of food I think Scott.
Oh my God, that put my feelings.
Yeah, that Scott will eat that ends up pulling his crown or his filling off.
Oh.
So.
Whoa.
As a mint, I like it. But it makes me want to chew, right?
You can't chew this.
And you can't chew it.
Like,
which is fine.
I have feelings. They'll get pulled out if I chew this, I think.
So, it's I'm going to hold mine at the, you know.
I'm going to take mine
let
out.
Let me be a Kentuckian.
No, I'm going to take mine out and finish it later.
So, I'm going to be a Kentuckian, right? I'm going to hold it right here like I'm dipping snuff. So, I'm gonna talk like this for the rest of this show.
No, it's not like a Jolly Rancher. It's like a Tootsie Roll,
mm-hmm.
but it's more dense and sticky.
It's good. I like it, actually.
It tastes like a peppermint, like those peppermints
it's
you
a
get
peppermint.
When you go out of the restaurant, mm-hmm. like that.
Yep.
But it's that bad.
It tastes good, though. So I'm going to have that after the show. I'm not going to sit here and hold my bottom lip.
That would take me a billion years to get rid of that.
I don't think everybody would want me to do that. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, what's going on with Jay? Why he's just talking like that? No.
So, Minties, those are good. And we have tons of those. So
yep.
if you ever want some nice, fresh breath. Just ask for some Minties.
Yep.
We have four more things from Australia.
Yep, and we have and then next week we'll be flying from back to Nebraska to try some popcorn. Our good friend Pop Gopher.
We are Globetrotters.
We are.
And I added this because it's about food kinda. We're planting our garden and
we are.
Think we know what vegetables we're gonna do. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do potatoes.
That's correct.
And onions, tomatoes, strawberries, which I was ecstatic about because I love fruit, and lettuce, I think.
Right. And then we're also going to do lettuce, tomatoes. You said tomatoes, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Lettuce, tomatoes, onions.
Okay. Yeah. So
I'm excited to start. So
yeah.
time to start tilling and researching the plants. So
yep. And with that, I want to hear a little bit of Mr. Feisty.
Adventures, odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
So, we have birthdays. And the birthdays that we have are today is Jessica Emil's birthday from the Tad Tool.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Tomorrow is Nicole Spag from Ladies Elite and Recommendals on TMS. And also known for, you know, her joint venture with Mr. Wood Whisperer himself. So happy birthday from her.
Happy birthday.
To her. Nick Spencer from the Go Mad community, from the Gaming After Dark community. His birthday is tomorrow as well. So happy birthday, Nick. And then on Friday, we have two awesome birthdays.
Two.
None other, Casey Galadian, Wolfpack fan.
One of my favorite raid leaders. He's very efficient and awesome and fun.
Yes, he is. His birthday is tomorrow. I mean, Friday. So you want to guess whose birthday it is on Friday as well?
Whose birthday is it?
It's Buxley's birthday.
It's Buxley's birthday.
So Buxley's birthday will be on Friday as well. That's a throwback.
Yeah.
To last year when we found out it was Buxley's birthday.
What was last year?
Yeah. Whose birthday is it?
It's Buxley's birthday. It's Buxley's birthday.
So, Renee?
Yes.
You have a pick of the week.
I do.
So, what is that pick of the week?
My pick of the week is kind of, you know, multiple picks of the week. I want to feature SoCal Wow Gal. SoCal Wow Gal has a website called SoCal Wow Gal, and she is the creator of the World of Warcraft Life Coach. So she does little life coaching about WoW and stuff like that. It's about how to enjoy WoW and not get caught up in the crazy stuff.
Right, right.
And she actually created a website about her horses.
She did.
And if you don't know, I am head over freaking heels about horses. Like, I could look at horses all day, and like I would muck stalls, all that stuff.
Just to be around them.
So yeah, so and I love hearing about her horses, riding them, taking care of them. I have to do it through proxy, so I love it. So check that out. We'll have that in the show notes.
Yep. So the website is SoCal, SOCAL, WowGal, WowGal.com, and then put horses dot in front of that to see the horse site.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So Renee.
Yes.
That's a show. How can people get a hold of us?
If you want to email us and tell us stop taking so long on the podcast, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And you can see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the Twitter feed where you can find out when our show is starting and all that mess is ValentineCast.
The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. You can also call us 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Follow me on Twitter. I'm the Cowboy, THECAOBOY. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow, THECICEFLOW. Thank you, Pretty Lights Music, for letting us use your music for our intro and outro. And, hey, check them out, prettylightsmusic.com. It was a great show.
It was a great show, and I had tons of fun, actually.
I did, too. And chat room, thank you so much
you
for
all
being
rock
so
my socks.
Patient.
And JK Grammar, Bronco, Ever Studious, y'all are amazing. Thanks for being out. Talk to y'all later.
Oh, we could have kept talking.
Okay. I mean, was trying to.
Well, that's fine. You know how it goes. Sometimes I cue the music up a little too early. I don't have it on the loop. So, I mean, we can just keep talking. You know what I'm saying? Because this could be like the end of the show.
But it's different.
But the music's gone.
I can't keep talking if the music's gone.
Yeah.
Bye.
So.
Bye.
I just want to tell the chat room bye. I want to give them a proper goodbye and to our listeners. So, thanks for hanging in with us. We appreciate you, and you all have a great week. And, you know, we'll let you know what's going on next week. All right? Talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye who?
Everyone.
Oh, bye, everyone.